You're listening to SBS News.
Throughout the election campaign, Labor thrust the issue of worker pay into the political spotlight. Now Industrial Relations Minister Tony Burke has revealed how it plans to deliver.
The introduction of this bill is about making a choice. A choice to get wages moving and end the era of deliberate wage stagnation.
Among the complex changes, employers will be legally required to reach agreement with workers requesting flexible hours. If the request is refused, workers can take their case to the workforce arbiter. And most controversially, multi-employer bargaining will be introduced.
All legitimate forms of employment have their place. All will continue. But where there is abuse, we must curtail it. Where loopholes have arisen in legislation, we must close them.
The move is welcomed by unions, although ACTU Secretary Sally McManus still has concerns.
After 10 whole years of wage stagnation, we need this action and it's really, really critical. Having said that, we are concerned that the limitations for workers also to be able to exercise their bargaining power are pretty high.
But employers are worried. Here's Australian Chamber of Commerce and Industry Chief Executive Andrew McKellar.
This bill could be called the More Strikes and Job Losses Bill. Because that's the risk that we will see. This bill represents a seismic shift in the direction of bargaining at the workplace level.
Minister Tony Burke wants the bill passed by the end of the year to allow time to implement the reforms. But several senators, including crossbencher Jackie Lambie, are calling for more time to review the changes.
Well, blow me over if this doesn't reek of union all over it. I don't know what does. These are going to be some of the most crucial and important decisions we are going to make for the future when it comes to IR, and you're trying to shove them down our throat? Seriously.
Lifting wages is one of a number of goals in the government's economic agenda, outlined in Tuesday's budget, which had more bad news on the cost of living. It forecast a 50% rise in energy prices over 2 years. Treasurer Jim Chalmers conceded on ABC Radio National that could force some businesses into bankruptcy.
I am really worried about the impact of high gas prices and high energy prices on Australians broadly, but particularly on Australian industry. I am concerned that the pressure on some of our local industries and some of our manufacturers in particular will be too much.
In question time, opposition leader Peter Dutton focused on those energy forecasts and Labor's pre-election pledge to cut power prices.
I refer to Labor's economic plan and budget strategy available on the Labor Party's website. The first point is, and I quote, to cut power bills by $275 a year by 2025. With the budget confirming this promise has been broken, will the Prime Minister admit that his economic plan is in ruins?
A promise the Prime Minister says was made before there was any announcement that power prices would increase because it was delayed by the Coalition until after the election.
What a farce. You have no credibility.
The time has expired. The Leader of the Opposition is seeking the call.
I am, Mr Speaker. The Prime Minister's used unparliamentary language toward the Shadow Treasurer and should be asked to withdraw it.
Does the Prime Minister wish to withdraw?
Mr Speaker, that's one of the nicest things I've said about the Shadow Treasurer.
Naveen Razeek, SBS News.